Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Josh Faborg, as the Broncos are headed back to the postseason, as they will take on MMCRU in a 4-1 matchup to begin the postseason on Friday. And, Coach, what scouting has looked like getting ready for this Royals team?
Yeah, obviously a brand-new opponent and a very formidable opponent, ranked number one in the state. I tell you what, we couldn't be more excited. We like the matchup, understand that they're a very, very talented and senior-driven football team. But, at the end of the day, we trust our abilities, and our kids are really excited to go on the road for a long trip and see what we're made of.
Having a quick turnaround like this, getting ready for a brand-new opponent, what practices looked like this week and the balance between watching film and then going through it in practice to be best prepared for this team?
We're kind of running the same schedule that we normally do. Our kids are really familiar with our routine and they're comfortable in our routine. So we're not going to break away from that very much. We'll keep the same practice schedule for the most part. We've had some unfortunate injuries happen with our younger guys. So we're not able to play a JV game this week. So, we had everybody together yesterday for film, limited on the field just by our numbers right now with scout team. But, that was somewhat of an advantage for us just as we're able to at least show some of those scout players what they're doing on film and get them well-prepared coming into a full padded practice tonight.
From what you've been able to scout from this Royals defense, how you hope your offense with a really good passing attack and the wrinkles of the run to keep them honest can execute against them?
Well, we're really excited to see what our offense is made of and what we can do against the best defense that we've faced all year. That's evident on film. Across the board, D-line, senior-driven, big, physical. Linebackers really come downhill really well, and those DBs, to me, have really been the most impressive part of their defense. Those guys fly around, again, quick, physical, good in the run, and then really qualified in the pass as well. So our challenge our work will be cut out for us this week, but, optimistic to see what our kids can do and throw a few wrinkles at them that maybe we haven't shown yet this year to, open up our pass game and our run game.
What the defense needs to do to try and slow down a high-powered offense like this that has over 1,000 yards passing and rushing here this year?
Yeah, we grew a lot on the defensive side last week against another great opponent, Wes Hancock. Our defense improved immensely. We were able to get a few stops when we needed them. The times where we weren't able to get off the field, we really shot ourselves in the foot. So on both sides of the ball, but most specifically defense, we really need to just focus on taking care of ourselves, doing our job, doing it extremely well, using our speed to our advantage, so playing fast. But, it's going to be a game where we have to come out and really execute, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to control time of possession. And
your message to your players going into a win or go home spot now?
I think they understand the situation. We haven't talked a lot about that. Last week was most around our seniors and making sure that their last home game goes the way they want it. And, we make some good memories for them. And this week it is do or die. So they understand the urgency in getting out there in practice and taking care of their bodies and doing all the right things off the field to make sure that, we're as successful as we can be this coming Friday night. But, it's the same for them. So if they don't come out and play well, they're in the same boat. So there's nobody in the state that's safe at this point.
Your perspective, Coach, on what a playoff berth like this means to this program that has been working its way back up here over the last 5 years?
That means a lot. Our kids have really bought in and taken it very seriously. They've done a nice job of starting to believe in themselves and their abilities and not get bogged down by what's happened in the past. I'm really proud of them for all the work they've put in to be able to get to this point. Our community's really excited about it. Our school's really excited about it. So, I think there shouldn't be any lack of excitement and motivation going into this week.
Final thoughts, Coach, as Belmont Clemmie football is back in the postseason and gets things started on Friday night with a long road trip to MMCRU.
we're pumped for it. Again, we love the matchup. If you want to get to where you want to be, I think any coach would say the same thing. You got to beat everybody. So the fact that we get an opportunity to go really get tested week one, and prove what we can do, we're excited about that prospect, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Broncos on the playoff berth, and best of luck on Friday night as you begin your playoff journey at MMCRU.
Thanks, Josh. We appreciate it.